I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 3rd. Authorities are investigating an apparent homicide after a Weymouth woman was found dead in her home. The Norfolk County DA's office says the remains of 56-year-old Christine Ruth Mello were found Monday in her home at 34 Lake Street in Weymouth. Mello had recently been reported missing. An autopsy was conducted on Mello's remains yesterday morning at the State Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, and investigators believe Mello may have been dead for a number of days. Mello's death is being investigated by Weymouth and State Police and the District Attorney's Office. Officials say there is no danger to the public, however, they have not released the cause of death. A Brockton man has been arrested for the fatal shooting of a Quincy man in Brockton last year. 17-year-old Kamari Price was arrested in Worcester this past Monday and charged with the fatal shooting of 33-year-old Mark Boyd of Quincy on North Main Street in Brockton in February of last year. Boyd was found with a gunshot wound to the head. Price has been on the run and was on the state police most wanted list since the murder. His parents were both charged with helping Price avoid capture, but those charges were later dismissed. Price was arrested without incident on Monday in Worcester and will face murder charges in Plymouth Superior Court. He's currently being held without bail. Police are searching for two people who are suspected of committing an armed robbery at a 7-Eleven convenience store in Canton. Canton police say the robbery at the 7-Eleven on Washington Street happened at about 4 a.m. yesterday. Canton police shared surveillance images of the male suspects, who were both wearing face masks at the time of the robbery. One suspect, who was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, showed a gun to the store clerk. While the other suspect stole money and cigarettes. Both fled on foot. The robbery being investigated by Canton Police and the Plymouth County Bureau of Criminal Investigations. A 42-year-old Rockland man was sentenced yesterday to 6 years in prison for distributing and possessing child pornography. Donald Caruso was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release. He pleaded guilty back in November to one count of distribution of child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography. Each charge provided the possibility of up to 20 years in prison. Prosecutors said in November of 2022, Caruso used an online encrypted communication platform to send an undercover agent multiple links depicting the sexual abuse of children. Authorities seized a laptop, hard drive, and cell phone from Caruso. Between the two devices, prosecutors said hundreds of images and thousands of videos were recovered, with the children in the files ranging from less than 1 year old to about 11. Prosecutors say 217 victims have been identified. Supporters of a woman accused of killing her boyfriend in 2022 say a court decision to keep them at a distance from the courthouse violates constitutional law. Several of Karen Reed's supporters filed a motion to intervene for the purpose of exercising their First Amendment rights outside her upcoming trial on April 16th. They say they will not interfere with anyone or obstruct anyone at the courthouse, but will engage in speech on a matter of public concern in a traditional public forum. The Norfolk County DA's office previously requested that a buffer zone be erected around the Norfolk Superior Courthouse in Dedham when the trial begins. The DA's office is asking that crowds be kept at least 500 feet away to shield jurors from Karen Reed supporters and free Karen Reed signs and clothing. In the motion, supporters argue that the Commonwealth seeks to gag Lady Liberty and must not be permitted to do so without opposition. The plaintiffs argue that trials are public events and the public should not be kept from participating. They're also requesting spectators be allowed inside the courtroom wearing free Karen Reed shirts or buttons as long as they are not disruptive. Courts, including Norfolk Superior, have used buffer zones in the past, including the so-called Puppy Doe trial in 2017. Karen Reed's accused of running down her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her SUV in Canton just after midnight, January 29th of 2022. Her defense team has long claimed she's innocent, and they've accused prosecution witnesses of framing her. Supporters of her have raised dozens of issues with the investigation and prosecution of Reed, including connections between members of law enforcement and witnesses. There is a special hearing set for tomorrow when a judge is set to consider the courthouse restrictions. The Quincy Police Department presenting a check for $10,000 to Marissa's Mission this week. The nonprofit works to ease the burden on Massachusetts families facing a cancer diagnosis. Each year, the Quincy Police Department raises money for Marissa's Mission by selling pink patch merchandise. The campaign has raised over $50,000 in the past 5 years. Officer Colleen Pacioretty and 911 operator Laurie Brancaccio lead the effort each year, as both are breast cancer survivors. Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy thanked the entire department, the Quincy Farmers Market, and everyone who purchased pink patch merchandise. Marissa's Mission is named in memory of Marissa Federico of Braintree and Dorchester, who died of breast cancer in 2016, just before her 38th birthday. Community Development Block Grant Week events continue in Quincy today with a preschool vision screening taking place at the Quincy Housing Authority from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be followed by chair yoga at 1 p.m. at the Four River Clubhouse. The Thomas Crane Public Library continuing to hold public listening sessions as they put together their 5-year strategic plan. A listening session will be held today from 10 to 11 a.m. at the North Quincy branch, and tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Wollaston branch. Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell holding office hours today at Weymouth Town Hall. O'Donnell will be in the Weymouth Town Hall Council Chambers from 10 to noon, and that event is open to the public. A check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow sank 396 points. The Nasdaq fell 156. The S&P lost 37. Global stocks also down after Wall Street broke its record-breaking bull run with its worst day in weeks. The dollar rose, the euro is up, and oil is at $85 a barrel. Sports: Bruins shut out Nashville 3-0. They will be in Carolina tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tonight, Celtics take on Oklahoma City at the Garden at 7:30. The Red Sox beat Oakland 5-4. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Rain and wind moving in today. A high of 44 degrees, rain and wind this evening, a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, windy, rainy day with some wet snowflakes mixed in, high only 38 degrees. Cloudy, maybe a stray shower on Friday, high of 45. And more rain and snow showers Saturday at the high of 43. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. Wind out of the east right now, 15 to 20, will increase in gusts to 30 to 35 knots later today. Next high tide, 7:35 p.m. Sunrise, 6:22, sets at 7:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 3rd.